you dial.
Your DJ's about to go in.
DJ Ben Hop.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
City to city, coast to coast.
Listening to the best kept secret with DJ Ben Hop.
This is DJ Game on Lala.
Hop, show them some love.
Survive right here. Shout out to the world famous kid. Capri. But listen,
money, turn the lights on. Flavor, we just dripping sauce. Losers, tell them to get lost. Winners, confetti, we just toss.
Top floor, vibes galore, draped in the finest for sure. Garments look like drapery, soft to the touch, come on. Laughs and veneers showing, champagne overdosing. Drop stain the leather shoes, they wanna know where we going. Positive resides, mental high, already knowing. Pinky rings glowing, silent confidence, bragging or boasting, no. To success we toasting, women they sipping mimosas. Slits on the dress, provocative couture, aura has spoken. Silent languages, haters it angers them. They wanna vanquish this, came from eating sandwiches. Man, I'm talking about the cheap cold cuts. My diamonds with exotic cuts, watch shimmering under the cuff. Security detail, arm and hammer in the tuck. Kick a pre, slap D, this beat slapped me and woke me up.
Money, turn the lights on. Flavor, we just dripping sauce. Losers, tell them to get lost. Winners, confetti, we just toss.
Creative zone, can't miss, back at it again. I'm talking swish, all net, the ball out of the rim. Fish nets on the pole, hot and hazy, let's get it in. Hearts cold, lost souls, gotta know of many men. They want that slick talk, make them slip when they get to walking in. We supply the cool, no gloves, they try and box us in. Went to school, miseducated, huh, Miss Lauren, yeah. Sitting high up on the hill, now afforded the proper lens. They only respect the bag, drop it on the table then. I respect the divine wisdom, but I've been seeking it, discovering. Body soon to be hovering. Awesome when you reach a higher self, awestruck, we physically stuck, man. Kick a pre, slap key, beat slap me. Woke me up, now it's up, let's elevate,
Money, turn the lights on. Flavor, we just dripping sauce. Losers, tell them to get lost.
That's right, that's right. My brother Ballistic right there, round of applause. Hold on, I gotta give my brother right there a round of applause. My brother Ballistic right there, I gotta shout him out. I got a shout out my brother Ballistic. He came down here for Art Basel weekend. He's out here doing his thing. And then he's going to be up in New York with us this Saturday doing his thing again. We're doing the best kept secret this Saturday in the Bronx, New York. He's going to be up there with us. So I had to show him some love. Shout out to my brother. Round of applause again, Ballistic. Thank you, my brother. Keep doing your thing, man. With that being said, man, this is another episode of the best kept secret. We are like, I've been doing this. Like I tell everybody, I've been doing this for like 10, 12 years I've been doing this. Like, I have not stopped. This is not something that this was a fad or, you know, I just want to jump on the bandwagon. No, I've been doing this. Why? I was an independent artist. I was making music. I wanted a platform for people to hear me. So guess what? I created a platform for people to hear, so people can hear some new music. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's, you know, like, if you're listening to The Machine right now, the machine is programming, but I'm not going to get that deep, but I'm just saying the machine is programming what's going on, right? But I created a platform where we could bypass the machine and hear other music and hear other people doing their thing. So with that being said, round of applause. Hold on. Round of applause. I got my brother in the building, man. Let me start the lock. I got my brother in the building right now. Yeah. Always doing his thing, man.
Yeah, what's
my
going
brother
on?
Killer K in the building. What's up? Round of applause to you, brother. There you go.
What's going on, man? I'm good, man. Shouts out to my brother, DJ Ben Hop, man. I'm back on Excitement Radio. I'm back, man. I told you I was coming back,
listen,
man.
Listen.
Just like you were just letting them know that, you know, this ain't a fad. This is for real. How the young kids are saying now, they standing on business. We really here, man. Stay. We really here to stay,
listen,
man.
Listen. I know you. Yeah. You've been doing it.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for a minute.
Yeah.
You're not a fad. You're not like a, what was that? Like a one day wonder.
Fly by night
nigga.
Yeah.
You ain't no fly by night nigga. Yeah. You ain't no one day doing it type nigga.
Nope.
You been doing it.
Yes, sir.
So anytime, and I'm gonna tell you, man, there's not a lot of people that could reach out to me that could just get it. I'm gonna be straight up. Man, there's not a lot of people that could just reach out to me and just say,
man,
what's up? Can I get on? But I do have people that I fuck with. I do have people that I recognize. I do have people that I respect. Have people that, you know, I love what they doing. And this brother right here, Killer, is one of them. Like I respect what he do. I love what he do. Yo, he's always doing it, always been doing it. And he does it for the love too. Like, I feel like when he does it for the love.
Yeah.
It ain't doing it for like the clout or the attention.
Nope. Strictly for the love.
For the love.
Strictly out of the passion. It's what I really love to do.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So I love that. So with that being said, I love that. And I'm glad I got you here tonight. So we're going to get you on. And we got the new project. Hold on. I got to do a round of applause for the new project. Hold on.
Nah, yeah, man. Appreciate that. I told you I was coming back, my brother.
First of all, I got to say, the first project was fire.
Oh, man, that's love. Appreciate that, man. And it was well received, man. It was well received. And I just want to salute you too, my brother,
thank you.
I brought it to you. You were one of the first people I brought it to.
Thank you.
You know, and we surpassed 500,000 streams, you know what I'm saying,
on the first one.
We about to crack 1 million, hopefully, by the top of next year.
Yes.
So, you know, it was success. So you was part of that success,
my brother.
I brought it to you first. You gave me your blessings from the beginning. You let me know that it was jamming and the rest of the world received it the same way.
I'm going to tell you. And it's not hard. It's not faking. And that's why I say it's not faking. It's not like trying. It's not trying to, you know, feel it or whatever. No. Fire. Great music. Fire. And if you out there and you have not heard the first project,
go get that.
Go and get that.
Go get that. Tap in. Forever Live 1.
Tap in.
It's the inception.
So let me ask you.
To the Pantheon.
So we're going to jump into it. Let me ask you, what's the difference? Like, what do you see is the difference between the first project and the new one right now? What do you see as the difference?
I wouldn't necessarily say a difference.
Okay.
If I would have to say a difference, just evolution, you know, cause the first project, you're going through it and you kind of bumping your head and, you know what I mean? So on and so forth.
You just kind of learning.
You kind of figure it out, you know what I mean? And then on the next project, you know, all the hardships and the trials and tribulations we went through on the first one, we kind of bypassed that on the second project.
Okay.
But, if that'll probably be the only difference, but I like to say it's just another chapter, you know,
chapter
to the pantheon of music I'm trying to put out there. And, you know, Forever Live is its own series, you know, its own, frequencies, its own vibrations for the most part. And, this is just the second chapter.
Okay. So for the folks that don't know about the first chapter, and I know you said frequencies and all that, can you get a little more?
Forever Live 1 was my first album for the most part. Forever Live 1 was my inception into producing music, making music. I like to describe my music as high vibrational music.
Yes.
And what I mean by high vibrational music is music that'll, you know, push you to do better, push you to think, push you to move. You know what I'm saying? Stuff on that nature. Everything associated with vibing high is what I want my music to do for you, you know, when you're listening to it for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my, if you want to say my
debut.
Yeah, that was my debut album. That was the first one. And, I took some, artists out of the city, of course, Dade County.
Okay, okay, okay.
Broward County. I took some producers out of the city, Dade County and Broward County, and put them in a pot, mixed it up, made some gumbo. You know, of course, I'm part of the Live House. Shouts out to my brother, Ice Billion Burke.
Shout out to my brother right there.
Yeah, and I like to say he kind of executive produced the first one. You know, we kind of went into the studio and we put our, you know, our thoughts and our vibes together, and we came out with Forever Live 1. So that was my first album, my inception into putting out music. That was the first album, and it was called Forever Live, and it's on all streaming platforms right now. And just like that, my brother, we back with part two.
So let me ask you, do you feel like the people down here are really, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a culture down here in South Florida, right? Now, we got a culture. Now, Let's keep it real.
Of course.
We got a culture down here. They like that juke stuff. They like this. They like this. Whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the culture down here was like, they were hearing what you were saying and was saying like, yo, we like this.
Yeah.
We like this.
Yeah,
like,
it was definitely off the first album. They kind of got where I was trying to go with the music as far as like, you know, the beats I was picking and the sounds. Cause, you know, I'm always trying to, like I said, the first time I was here, I'm always trying to, or I'm always going to evolve our sound.
Cause you know, I think your stuff is like worldwide. Like
yeah,
I think, like when I listen to, cause I'm giving you my DJ ear, my producer ear and all that. When I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is like some real good stuff, like real good music that could, people could vibe to. But I understand, like, there's a, like a, there's like a machine. I don't want to say machine, but there's like a, something out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, there's an undercurrent. There's a,
Oh, there you go. I like that.
There's an undercurrent. You know what I'm saying? There's a method to the madness.
Okay.
And that's really just, you know, trying to evolve Miami music, man.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even box it in Miami. I say Florida for the most part. And, just to keep the sound alive, keep the vibrations alive. Cause, you know, in this day and age with the internet, it's kind of mixed up. It's like a gumbo, you know? So you got access to different beats, different sounds from everywhere. So you could be from one region and somebody will never know.
Exactly.
I feel like it's real important though, when it comes to music, to always represent your region, always represent the sounds, the beats, the vibrations, the music you came up in. You know what I mean? For the most part. Cause like, for me, hip hop has always been like CNN, you know, like the news for us.
Like,
you
just what?
Exactly. For when I say like the news, like, I never been to LA or I never been to California. But you know, through Snoop Dogg, through Ice Cube, through the greats, you know, they took me there. For the most
part.
They took me there.
Saw the palm trees.
Exactly.
I
never been to Houston. Ghetto Boys.
And I never been
Slim Thug.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They took me there for the most part. So I feel like when it comes to music, you know, you're not necessarily obligated to, but when it comes to my music, I'm trying to definitely preserve the sound. You know what I mean?
So is that a reason why the album cover, y'all on a beach?
Of course.
Of course.
So back to what we were talking about, Undercurrent, the method to the madness.
Right.
I wanted to do my version of the Two Live infamous cover when they was on the beach.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay, I don't know if you remember that cover.
I mean,
for all those who don't know.
With the legs. I got the post at home. I do. My wife don't know. Well, my wife know, but I haven't hung it up. I still got the post at home.
Man, I know.
I want to bring it in here somewhere, but I got to find a place.
I know you know the infamous,
Two Live album cover. Yes, I do.
But for all my young listeners and, you know, for all my listeners that, been under a rock, there's an infamous Two Live crew cover when they're on the beach and, you know, they got some nice ladies on there and they're doing their thing.
Yes.
So I just wanted to kind of take the essence of that, being a Miami DJ.
Yes.
And put my spin on it. You know what I'm saying? Put my spin on it. So what I did, I took the girl and the beach and that same vibrations, but I just flipped it, you know what I mean, to who I am. So we're out there eating fruit and you know what I'm saying? Just out there chilling as opposed to, you know,
y'all looking like y'all chilling for real. Y'all look like y'all having a picnic.
Exactly. That's what I was going for, you know? Just really like kind of a day in the life, but just my spin off the Two Live crew, infamous album cover.
I didn't know that, but thank you for telling me that.
I did not know that. Like I said, I'm here trying to keep the culture alive.
Thank you for telling me that. And listen, I'm gonna find a place to hang that because I have that.
You gotta put it up.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I still have that. It's a classic. I still have that. Yeah. But with that being said, let's do this. We got new joints from the album.
Oh man.
Tell me what you
sent you the whole album this time.
I got it.
I ain't even play. I sent you everything.
Tell me what you want me to play, man.
We could get into, first record we could get into. Let's go into, We Go Up.
Woo!
Let's go into
Before we go up. Tell me about it.
Alright, so this is, We Go Up, produced by legendary producer out of Miami. Young Zo Beats. This is featuring Ice Billionberg and MGT. Alright, if you are familiar with the chemistry between Ice Billionberg and MGT, they had a monumentous record, Killing the Streets, a couple years ago, Let's Go Get 'Em. To this day, it still rings off. You know, if you in any Miami club, Let's Go Get 'Em is always going to set them off. So what I did for this one, I kind of rekindled the flame, you know,
okay,
what I mean?
That
same energy. And, we just gave him the 23, 24, 25, 26, 7 version.
Version of it.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, it's called We Go Up. It's all Forever Live 2, DJ Killer K, Ice Billion Berg, MGT. Let's go up.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. MGT. Vertigo Taliban. Live house.
Do it. Whatever we do, they do it.
In the back, in the side like thunder. Wrist two nipples. That got nigga in the spring, in the fall, they ball all summer. Brand new money, big boy Hummer. Beat in the back, in the side like thunder. Wrist two nipples. That got 100 grand in the spring, in the fall, they ball all summer. Hey.
We go up.
Calculus, arithmetic, blood on your money, I'm Dracula. That's why I had to cop me a big stick. Ride with a nigga bitch, in a mad trap, pops breaking down the brick. You get it from Nick to a 36. You ain't talk about money, you ain't talking shit. That's getting this paper like a post to. It's a handful of niggas I'm close to. At a trap house, leaning on the old school with my new bitch. I'm so cool with a short fuse, it go boom, boom. The trap move.
Pull up again!
Yeah. MGT. Vertigo Taliban. Live house.
Do it. Whatever we do, they do it. Whatever we say, they do it. Whatever we do, they do it.
Brand new money. Big boy Hummer. Beat in the back, in the side like thunder. Wrist two nipples. That got nigga in the spring, in the fall, they ball all summer. Brand new money. Big boy Hummer. Beat in the back, in the side like thunder. Wrist two nipples. That got 100 grand in the spring, in the fall, they ball all summer. Hey.
We go up.
Algebra, calculus, arithmetic, blood on your money, I'm Dracula. That's why I had to cop me a big stick. Ride with a nigga bitch, in a mad trap, pops breaking down the brick. You get it from Nick to a 36. You ain't talk about money, you ain't talking shit. That's getting this paper like a post to. It's a handful of niggas I'm close to. At a trap house, leaning on the old school with my new bitch. I'm so cool with a short fuse, it go boom, boom. The trap move like room. Yeah, never in the bands in the back room. With a bit of slut dick like a vacuum. Go get it on seat, no nigga. Got a bitch ride a dick like a four-wheeler. Ain't tryna sell her mama no gold, nigga. But she died, so ain't fucking with broke niggas.
We go up, up, up.
Yo, it's your boy Mikey Barslow from New Jersey, and I got on excitementradio.com because just like the heroes from back in the day, like Cool DJ Red Alert, we got a show, the best kept secret show with DJ Ben Hop, that's actually repping for up and coming artists, and I love it. Yeah.
That be twerking for that Birkin.
Oh,
cute face, slim waist, ass curves.
Yeah.
Type of shit that make a broke nigga nervous.
Scary.
What you say for?
Stupid.
If his dick small, he getting played
on.
Boy. I ain't let him hit it, but he ate
yeah,
on it.
Much.
That nigga spit the bag, still made him wait
you
on it.
Did,
he a baller, he ain't tricking, you just hating on him. Why you mad? Get the bag, I'm just waiting
get
on it.
Bag.
Expensive tags, ass fat, got him paying
what
for it.
Cash.
I take a nigga, bitch, and you niggas know
she
it.
Took.
He a baller, he ain't tricking, you just hating
you
on him. Why you mad?
Sorry, my girl Kayla G right there. My girl Kayla G. It's called Where the Cash At.
That's hard. Shout out to Kayla G.
That's like that strip club music
yeah,
right there.
That's,
man.
You know me. I'm on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
That's already right.
And she fine too. I ain't gonna lie. She
okay.
Fine as hell too.
Shout out to Kayla G. That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's a banger right there.
Round of applause. Round of applause. Yeah. Hold on, man. I gotta say, wait a minute. Hold on. We played that joint. Hold on. We go up. Man.
Oh, man.
If I don't play, I'm gonna tell you right now, if I don't play nothing else today, I'm satisfied. Like you satisfied my hunger. Like, you satisfied my hunger if I don't play nothing else today.
Oh, man.
You quench my thirst. You satisfy my hunger, like, that joint was fucking fire.
Nah, that's all I'm trying to bring to you, Hop, and that's all I'm trying to put into the universe. Like
energy,
I said,
energy,
high vibrational music,
energy.
You know what I'm saying? We go up.
Talk
you know?
To me about that one. Like, how did all that come, and then you got some people banging.
Yeah, so, for the most part, you know, it's a posse cut. You know, I wanted to
right.
go back to the scenario, to the, you know, the, cause you know, a lot of records nowadays, 2 minutes for the most part. You know,
right.
back in the day it was three and some change, you know, it was
right.
three verses. So definitely wanted to put a posse cut together. Young Zoe sent the beat and the boys did their thing. Like shouts out to, Billion Berg, MGT. Those are some real talented artists right there. I didn't even really have to, you know, they pull up the beat and we go up.
Let me ask you, like,
yeah.
when you say posse cut, because.
Uh-huh.
Now you talking like, you know, cause see some of these young folks.
They don't understand what I'm talking about when I say posse cut.
So when you say that, can you explain that to the young folks?
Yeah, so like, posse cut, early hip hop, and I hate to keep talking like it's ancient for the most part.
Right, I hear you.
But, back in the day, they used to do posse cuts, so where you'll get like 5 or 6 rappers all on one track going crazy, you
right.
know,
right.
and back then it was really about competition. You couldn't get outshined by, you know what I mean, the other rapper on the record. So
right.
it kind of forced you to just go crazy. So records like Band from TV, Scenario, What was the first one? My favorite one from back in the day. It's
on
the, with Master Ace. Think Big Daddy
Kane
was on it.
I can't think of the name. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was always a fan of those and I wanted to put one together. And there go. We go up. Ice Billion Berg, MGT. You know, MGT is a group. It's three of them guys.
So for your young folks, a posse cut mean that they getting like MCs that usually may not work together, but they bringing them together to make a record.
To make a big record.
To make a big record. Cause they using their energy. They using what they have. And everybody's coming with their skills and with what they represent.
And feeding off each other. Iron sharpens iron for the most part.
And you know what's so funny? I was gonna post that today.
Pop, when you're on the same frequency and vibration, man, I'm telling you. It's crazy like that.
You gonna see me?
It's crazy. Cause
you know
like
what?
That.
I was gonna post that today. I was gonna say, yo, iron sharpens iron. I want somebody to check me to say, yo, what you doing? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Always,
like, in other words?
Always. Or you wanna be, you know, amongst company, always pushing you to do better.
There you go.
You know, and especially when it comes to like, you know, we'll go to DJing, you know. Always want to be inspired. Don't think you made it to where you've gotten to a point where you too big to go listen to DJs or to practice and things of that nature. You know, you always want to stay inspired.
Yes.
You know, you always want to go amongst DJs who are better than you.
Let me ask you, what inspires you? Like, what inspires you? Like, what do you see or hear? Like, what does that for you?
When it comes to inspiration, what inspires me? And I said this before in another interview, I get inspired from inspiring other people.
Okay.
If that makes sense. My inspiration is to inspire other people. You know, they say inspiration is the highest human act. I think Nipsey said that in an interview one day. So I get inspiration on inspiring other people, pushing people to overachieve, pushing people to do better, pushing people to, you know, go beyond the little limits in which they thought they, you know, could only reach.
Right.
That's for me. That's where I'm at with it. As far as like inspiration, I get inspired by inspiring other people.
And I'm gonna tell you, that's a humble trait.
Yeah.
That's a humble trait. And a lot of people don't understand that in life, you should be humble because you will be blessed like way more when you're humble. What you just said as you like want to inspire other people.
Yeah.
And you want other people to like just do their thing because
do better
is a humble trait, and that's why you're gonna constantly stay blessed.
Yeah,
because that's a great thing.
Not for nothing, Hop. You know I'm a devout Buddhist, right?
Right.
Buddhism, they teach you, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody exists by themselves. We all exist in relation.
It's a connection, right?
We all exist in relation to one another for the most part. So everything you do directly affects you, your environment, and the people around you. It's all one consciousness. So for me, I'm never out here like I'm by myself, you know. My services, my passion, the things I'm good at are always going to be for the people.
Right, always going to be
for the people. And that's what your talents basically should be for, you know what I mean? If you're great at something, it's always going to be for the people because you're not out here by yourself.
You know?
Yeah, we always, like I said, we exist in relation
to one another. First of all, think about it. Michael Jackson couldn't be a big star unless he had the people, the fans to make him big star. Beyonce couldn't be that big star unless she had the fans. Like, so yes, you're doing it for the people.
You're doing it for the people.
Right.
You're doing it for the people. You never should be out here doing it for yourself.
Never.
Because you don't exist by yourself.
There you go.
For the most part.
Oh man, thank you. Round of applause for that. I gotta give you a round of applause for that one right there. Let's jump into the next song, man. Give me something else to play, man, because I'm excited right now. I'm excited.
So the next one, we'll get into Saturn.
Ooh.
And why are we going to get into Saturn?
Talk to me about this.
Why are we going to get into Saturn? Because off of Forever Live 1, we had two big records on there. There was Give 'Em Mo, and it was Sun Shining. And they were produced by my partner, Davi.
Mm.
Davi Soul.
Okay.
So on Forever Live 2, Davi is also an artist. Right?
Oh.
He's also an artist.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Boy, the boy just talented, man. So on Forever Live 2.
Is he a young boy?
Yeah, he's a young boy. I'm gonna bring him through, man.
Okay,
I'm gonna bring him through. I'm gonna get you a, a, I'm gonna get y'all familiar with each other.
Yes,
man.
I want to meet this brother.
But yeah, young dude by the name of Davi Soul. So he's also an artist. So what I want to do on this album too is showcase his artistic side, right?
Ah, okay.
So he already had this record out, right?
Okay,
he put it
okay.
together and he been pushing it. Uh-huh. So what I did, I remixed it. I did my P Diddy. Well,
it's okay. It's okay. I get it.
Diddy, we love you. I'm talking about the remix. He's still the king of the remix.
We get it. The P Diddy remix.
Yeah,
I get it.
So I wanted to just show my
right.
You know, my talents in remixing and being able to flip another record and just take it to another level. So we put Bushy B on there. So this is me, Ice Billion Berg, Bushy B, Davi Soul, Saturn remix produced by Davi.
Let's do it. Come on.
It's Shy Will. Make sure you check us out on the Best Kept Secret Independent Artist Showcase every Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with yours truly, Shy Will, and our very own DJ Ben Hop. So keep it locked right here, Miami's number one internet radio station, excitementradio.com.
Way and wanna hate, but I'm okay. I ain't got a cape, me to run, baby, that's what costs a lot. Hey, 32, I'm still sticking to the plot. Throwing pennies off the dock, I hit the water, make a wish. Pray I turn it up a notch, yeah.
That's right, 1212. It's your boy Ben Hop every Monday right here. I'm here live. I'm doing it. I'm showing you some love. Make sure you get at me. Send me your music. This is what I do. I've been doing it for the last 10 years. I'm showing love to independent artists. New music, get at me right here on Excitement Radio, the best kept secret. Your boy Ben Hop. Let's go. Get at me. That's right. all the way from Chicago right there, all the way from Chicago.
Check. Shout out to Chicago.
LA just called Zone Part 2. Yeah, round of applause, round of applause. Once again, like I gotta say, man, we get a lot of energy from a lot of cities, from all over the country, all over the world. So shout out to my brother right there. LH is called Zone 2, Part 2 from Chicago. And then we also play my man, Let Me Finish. I don't have a city, but shout out to him too. So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? We get a lot of music from all over the country. So we definitely show the love. Cause like I said, everywhere is rocking differently. You know, some people, you know, they may, that's what the energy they looking exactly. for. You know what I'm saying? So this is why, you know, as a platform, we like to showcase and show love to all of them. So round of applause to them for real. But I gotta say, special guest in the building.
Ha! What's good,
Killer,
man?
Killer K. And I'm gonna tell you, that other joint I played again,
I'm two for two, huh?
Man, listen.
I'm two for two.
Listen, the energy, the vibe, it's just like what you were saying, like, it's just something that I could rock with, yeah. I could keep vibing with, yeah. I could keep, like, I don't have to stop and like.
You could party to it, you could work out to it, you could dance to it, you could chill to it.
It's a lot of energy, yes.
You know, it's, like I said, man, I'm just trying to raise the vibration when it comes to the music. If it's coming from Killer K, I'm trying to make you think. I'm trying to make you move.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just trying to raise the vibrations, man. All things associated with getting you up there, raising the consciousness, you know. And I don't want to get too deep on it because at the same time, right. too, a lot of people don't listen to music.
For
that. They listen to music as release. They listen to music just to party, so on and so forth. But for me, when you could kind of get right there in the middle, and mix the in between, give them a little message and a little party and a little message, you get right.
Do you feel like it's hard to accomplish that or something?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's super hard because it's almost like oil and water, like mixing oil and water.
Okay.
But that's what for me is in the production. It's got to be in the production. If the production is jamming, if the production is raising your spirits,
if the production is talking to you,
yeah, talking to you,
right.
Then now, you know what I mean.
Then you know what's up,
exactly. So it always starts in the beat with me,
right.
If I could get a moving, if it give me that feeling, then we gonna, you know, give them a little message here and there.
Let me ask you, when you in the club doing your thing, like you in, you know. That atmosphere doing
it. Yeah, it was in there last night.
How are they receiving the vibrations that you're bringing up?
They loving it, man. They loving it. And for me, it's just so dope because it's just a different feeling when you, when you make the music, you know, us being DJs and you know, spend the time in the studio making the music, right? And then now you take your little work and then we're able to actually physically put it in the club, right?
Right.
See the feedback, physically see, you know what I mean, people resonating with your music and coming to the booth. Oh, Killer K, that's the new one. Oh, Killer K, I was riding to the album.
You be smiling,
oh,
you be smiling like that.
Of course,
you be smiling.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, cheesing. So that's why I know it's definitely, for us as DJs, imperative that you put vibes in, and vibrations and music out into the universe because it sits with people outside of the club, if that makes sense.
So, no, it does.
You know what I mean? After your DJ set, when they jump in the car, you know, they're still on your vibration. They're still, you know, rocking with you for the most part. So, yeah, man, that's where it's at. Forever Live 2. We try to raise the vibrations. Keep putting out that inspirational, monumental, powerful music, huh?
All right. So let me ask you, with this project, did you find any, pitfalls, any like, roadblocks, anything that was like, oh shit. Damn.
With this project. The only kind of roadblock was kind of making the date.
Because
last year we dropped at 11/11. So this year we wanted to drop again at 11/11.
So you could make the date?
Yeah, so maybe around, let's just say October.
And why is that? Why couldn't you make the date? Like, why?
Well, not that, cause we wanted to meet, it snuck up on us.
Okay.
Cause you gotta remember too, I'm still in the midst of promoting Forever Live One.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand like music, and I'm learning too as I go. It really takes 6 months to a year for your music to really resonate.
Y'all hear that? Hold on, repeat that again. Y'all hear that?
Yeah, it really takes about 6 months to a year for your project, for your music to really resonate with people, for you to really make your rounds, for you to really get your visuals up, for you to really, you know, really get out there and fully promote your music.
So what would you say to artists that are rushing that process?
Slow it down. I say slow it down because you're not on anybody's time.
All right.
You're not on anybody's time, right? When you drop is when you drop. When you drop is going to be when you drop. So you're not on anybody's time, and it shouldn't be any type of rush.
Right.
With making your music, right? Because this is something that's going to sit with people forever.
Okay.
Right.
And that's what I say.
Yeah.
The music is timeless.
It's timeless, right?
So when
approaching the music, you want to make it timeless.
Uh-huh.
And timeless shit is not rushed.
It's not rushed.
It's never rushed.
You think Michael Jackson, that's why I try to tell people, you think Michael Jackson rushed what he did? Like you think Stevie Wonder, don't get me wrong. You have projects that happen in one, like,
yeah.
People say, oh, I just wrote this song and it was a hit.
Yeah, of course.
That happens.
That definitely happens too. But it's definitely,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to making timeless music,
mm-hmm.
it can't be rushed. It can't be microwaved. You know what I mean?
Ooh, like, I like that.
Because not for nothing, if you're really putting real effort into it, right?
Yeah,
you're really
yeah.
putting your blood, sweat, and tears into it.
I like that.
I mean, your life wasn't rushed. The experience you're talking to, you're trying to give to the people wasn't rushed.
Listen, so, it took 9 months to get your ass out
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
You wasn't microwaved, goddammit.
And then to get on another deeper level hop, right? Nothing in nature is rushed.
Exactly.
Nothing in nature is rushed. That flower right there in your garden is not programmed to blossom at 9:15, right? It blossoms when it's its time, right? You plant that seed, plant that little sunflower in the ground. As soon as you plant it, boy, it's not popping up tomorrow.
No.
It's gonna take 3 months.
And I do believe that is a downfall for a lot of independent artists because they feel like stuff blossoms overnight or it happens overnight.
Nah, it doesn't.
It does not. Nothing. And I love what you just said. It may take 6 months just for your project to catch on.
Yo, Hop, I'm still out here promoting Forever Live One. There's still people that don't know I have an album.
Listen. Shout out to my brother Big Seven in New Jersey, man. Shout out, I gotta give him a round of applause because my brother right there is brother in New Jersey that's been promoting, you know, some music, and it took a year. And I use him as an example because I know when they was doing that song, Stop Playing With Me,
mm-hmm.
it was a song that they had. And it took a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole year. And then after the whole year, I started seeing he posted Funk Flex is playing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is playing it. But it took a whole year for it to resonate. Like you said, and that's why I feel like a lot of artists don't understand that. They just want to rush the process.
They want to rush the process.
And
nothing in nature is rushed. And not for nothing, too. For me, I'm a personal trainer. Right?
Right.
So when you in the gym and you understand
you can't rush the project of rushing
out. You can't rush the project.
I might want a six pack.
You can't trick your body. You feel me? You can't eat bad for 20 years and think you're going to get into the gym in 2 months and revert the 8 years. Right?
You can't just go to the gym and do like 20 push-ups.
I think you're going to get cut off.
You're going to be cut off like this. Okay, hold on. I got to show this. You can't think you're gonna be all cut up like
you
this.
You can't think you've been mistreating like, your body.
This is this right here is a couple of weeks now, and I'm still working on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby, you can't think you've gone, you know, smoking and drinking and eating crazy for 10 years and then think you're gonna turn it around in 3 months. It doesn't work like that. It's a process. Everything is a process. It takes time.
I like that.
It takes time.
Wow. And I agree with you, and thank you for saying that, and thank you for teaching the folks that when Cause you know, sometimes when one person say something, they like, oh, that nigga always talking shit. Yeah. But then you hear it with somebody else, you be like, oh shit. Like that happens with my wife. Like I might tell my wife stuff, she don't listen to me, but somebody will tell her the same shit that I told her. And she be like, oh, but I'm like, but.
You know what it is? Cause it's coming from you.
There you go.
It's coming from you.
But I'm glad, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that you said that just now. Like you're saying as an artist, as a producer, artist, DJ, all that. You're saying that don't rush the project. Don't like the project is going to take time. It may take 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, even, just even to, and I see, sorry to cut you off, Hop. I see a lot of artists do that with their single, right? They'll drop a single and then 2 months, a month later, they back up on me in the club with another song. 2 months later, they're back with another song, right?
Well, let me ask you. Who do we blame for that? Is it the artist? Is it the artist management team? Is it like?
Well, you're gonna have to put it on the artist.
Okay, you're gonna have to put it on the artist
because I'm a person who I don't like to deflect. You know, like I'm not gonna put.
But
it
they
on
may not know
else.
Better. They
that's,
might...
that's what I'm saying. So I'm gonna get a little deeper. All right. So for all the artists who don't know better, right?
Okay.
You should be out here studying. You should be out here.
There you go.
You know, on the shoulders of the people that came before you, asking questions, you know what I mean? So on and so forth. If you're out here just trying to figure it out and it's going to take you longer, you're going to bump your heads. But I mean, you know, you got mentors, you got people who've been doing music.
Been doing it.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you got different people in your circle. You can ask questions and study and kind of understand. You know,
but are they gonna listen?
Yeah,
are they gonna listen?
That's the question. That's the catch 22. Are they gonna listen? But those who don't, the message wasn't meant for them, and it'll transpire into what they're doing.
Yes.
You get what I'm trying to say? Those who don't listen or take heed, it's gonna come out into the work they're doing, and so on and so forth. So
right.
You know, we don't, you know, those who get it. Like I always say, if they're on the same frequency, they're gonna get it. And if they're not on that frequency, they wasn't meant to get it. You know, but I can't slow down for those.
Right.
You gotta keep moving. The world is always moving.
I know. Let's do this. Let's get into another joint.
Alright, let's get into another one.
I gotta get into another joint.
Alright, so we're gonna get into we're gonna get into year round summertime.
Ooh.
Year round summertime. So this is
Hey, you see but I gotta say, you already know. See, what I like about what we're doing right now, you already know. You already know what we gonna rock.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta think about it. You know, most people be like,
nah, I already know.
Just play whatever you want to play. I'm like, well, I don't know because I ain't played.
It's the first time you give it. I know
but
exactly.
You already know. I like that.
I know
come
exactly
on.
Where we want. Where we going with it? So yeah, this is a year round summertime. Uh-huh. Produced by. I won't get this wrong. It's either Young Zo or Rasta.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Both
don't worry about it.
Yeah, both them my brothers, so they not gonna get mad at me.
Ain't gonna get mad.
Yeah, and it's Ice Binionberg and Young Bree, right? And while we doing year round summertime, this is just gonna piggyback. I got another project I'm dropping Christmas. It's called Puro.
Uh-huh.
And it's me and Young Bree. Young Bree of Triple C. You know, if you're familiar with the group Triple C, it was Ross, it was Gunplay, it was Torch, and it was Young Bree. Young Breed out of Carriage City. So what we did, we kind of came together and curated his project. So this is my album, but this is also his kind of, if you want to say, solo debut.
Okay.
And I'm glad he trusted it with me.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so this is a year-round summertime, Ice Binionberg, and this is different. This is just spitters. This is just lyrics. I wanted them two giants, Day County, to go back and forth, just really rapping. You know what I mean? Not for nothing. Shouts out to all the harmonizing that's going on nowadays. I love it too, but hip-hop, beats, and rhymes.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Pull up the beat and go in.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Year round summertime, year round summertime. It used to be lit for some weeks, now here in Monday's lives. Year round summertime, winter, spring, and fall. Year round summertime, year round summertime.
fall hard, abuse the game. Rules have been refused to break. Even if I lose again, the haters all in for rude awakenings. Fuck it, I'ma run it back. Fuck it, nigga, let's run it back. Even if I lose the battle, I'm bound to win the war if it come to that. Face burn like this blunt of mine. Nigga, I stand in front of the fire. It's year-round summertime, so every driver come with eyes. Dick this shit like the Simpsons and got the longest running time. The definition of consistent, real life, I'm doing fine. Year-round summertime, year-round summertime. It used to be lit for some weeks, now here money's live. It's year-round summertime, winter, spring, and fall is fine. Year-round summertime, year-round summertime.
Hey, winter, spring, summer, fall, we call that call. We ran there and played, we showed them how to ball. Eyes in the sand with it, I done put my hands in it. You niggas ain't touched no real money since the pandemic. Remember 2010, we had that hold up wake. 2015, I had it sold up straight. I'm still him, nigga. I'm still plugged in. I could make a call now and bring the flood in. Had 100 digi scales. I could probably eye a quarter. Know how many times I put that white bitch in that boiling water. Still get flashbacks every summer when I scrape the pot. I don't give a fuck if shit cool. I still think it's hot.
Year-round summertime. Year-round summertime. It used to be lit for some weeks. Now here, money's live. It's year-round summertime, winter, spring, and fall is fine. Year-round summertime, year-round summertime.
We just gon' keep going. That's all we know how to do. Live house. Forever live. It's still bigger than music. Told you I'm the first one. Came to raise the vibration. Yeah, we still on that mission.
Turn up your dial.
Your DJ's about to go in.
DJ Ben Hop.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
City to city, coast to coast.
You listening to the best kept secret with DJ Ben Hop.
This DJ's got the game on lock.
Hop, show them some love.
Yo, brass balls. Smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
It's what they do. Rest in beats. Name brand. Let's go. Yo.
Rhyme great, translate my mind state. Orion, the intelligent primate. Define fate, hidden behind drapes. I supply quotables to rewind tapes. The death jam for any blind date. A teenage mutant since 9-8. If I can't, who can inflate the crime rate? My plan, new brand, invade the tri-state. Frequencia, pollutant mediocrity. Really wish rap was ruled by meritocracy. The down south anomaly. Temperatures rising, highly a prodigy. Only the Lord knows when a metaphor goes. Role model matter than the easily forced flows. I don't ever sweat the emperor's wardrobe. When I was getting more head inside of my Ford Probe. 89 para siempre buena gente. ¿Qué te parece? Si no te gusta,
te gusta.
Oye, no te parece. Nada con los peces. No hago rap por un cheque.
Just how deep is shit, yeah. Deep is the abyss, and brothers is mad at this, accept it, huh? So are the baddies, so why you all aggy? Nigga, respect the game, that should be it.
What you eat, don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat, don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat, don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat, don't make me shit.
Cheers to fierce amounts and here a thousand random fountains. Here is new cool fads to ring around it. The bouncy fountains, many of us have them. Arriving to see God like Poseidon. A lyrical aerial's assaulting. Up where they walk, they run, condemned or try things. You the type to front on keyboards, hiding behind them. Rules I know, no abiding. Stars stuck on me on Chinese are running. Got a 9 in my pocket, I'm lying. Got M's, lions, and bear with the tiger eyes. Ready to rock it. Punching yellow, blue, black, red, green, and violet. Corner kids, euphoric to stop the violence. Face the base, saw the silence. If they mace the wind, do you rebel in alliance?
Just how deep is shit, yeah. Deep is the abyss, and brothers is madness, accept it, huh? So are the baddies, so why you all aggy, nigga? Respect the game, that should be it.
What you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Real
skill can never be replaced. That means Asian real estate in the digital space. King of spades. My hand plays Joker, Joker, do stuff. You set books. Some books made book dates. Bottom line, a live show from a real MC is better than a download of NFT. Bars on Black Thought, swag on ODB. Punch straight, any double hello. Is your favorite rapper's favorite MC? Pull your card to inspect the deck. Guarantee your Kevlar scarf can't protect your neck. Man, myth, legend, and vet will make you a promise, fuck the threat. Pro black facts, make actions affirmative. Ride like I got a trap with a burn in it. Lick shots like I got a clip with a curve in it.
That's how deep this shit get. Deep is the abyss and brothers is madness. Except that, so are the baddies. So why you all acting, nigga? Respect the game. That should be it.
What you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Global, no boo, polo showroom. Get fly advice, I'm the go-to. The homeroom, the school, the coach too. The team extreme, bleeding cold blue. Jeans is creased, sneakers opal. The Kango folds to see the gold tooth. Leather fronts, forgetting the month. Shams the Baron, I'm a handsome son. Sway valleys in a brandish gun. Chino XL and big pun. Don't chichajon, pique con sazon. Cuatro, cuatro, come here with size those. Brinque, brinque, this the weekend. Gazelle fit well, right with the sheepskin. Club costs a dub, I probably sneak in. Rikers Island, Puerto Ricans. Special, date quieto, care queso. God of the ghetto, West Coast dress code, holding my huevos. Eat this beat, was on the schedule. Me cago en lo mano, lo que pongan bravo. You should know our motto. Fumo lo tuyo, stupo studio. Stick em up on the bus, let the jury go.
That's how deep this shit get. Deep is the abyss, and brothers is madness. Accept it, so are the baddies, so why you all acting, nigga? Respect the game, that should be it.
What you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go
what you eat don't make me shit.
Make I go in.
That's right, that's right. My brother Orion right there. What you eat don't make me shit. What you eat don't make me shit. What you eat don't make me shit. I like that.
Banging.
Shout out to my brother Orion. He gonna be here next Monday. Ah, I like that. His vibes. Come on. Round of applause. Yeah, man, shout out to my brother Orion right there, man. Brass Balls, shout out to him right there with that joint right there, man. And I gotta say, shout out to, you know, everybody that we've been playing, man. That's some fire. I like that. But I gotta say, once again, special guests in the building. Round of applause again.
Appreciate you, Hop.
That is bringing me some fire right now.
Yeah.
That is bringing me stuff that I could fuck with.
I'm not coming if it ain't there, Hop.
I could vibe with.
I won't even waste your time.
I'm gonna tell you, Billion Bird, yo, underrated right now. Like,
Underrated.
I'm gonna say, and what I mean by that, and I'm not saying it like in any type of, you know, negative way.
I understand where you're coming from.
I'm saying that, my brother should be playing on all the radio. And this is what I was trying to tell you when I heard the music. I said, I'm gonna talk shit. So, you know, let me talk shit.
Talk your shit, huh?
Yo, all the radio stations out here, you know what I'm saying? The 99 Jams, the 103.5 Beats, whatever, Power 96s. Y'all should be showing love to the local, I don't want to make it sound like it's like small, like we local. Yeah. No, nigga, we are here.
Yeah.
Home team.
Yeah, hold it
y'all
down.
Should be showing love to home
hold
team.
Hold it, down. Hold it down.
Like home team artists. And I'm talking about home team artists that are from here that are doing it. And they're not
been
just
doing it.
Been doing it. And they're not doing like some pity pat thing.
Nah.
They're not doing like, pity pad, knick-knack, whack. No, they putting some fire out. Great music. Why I'm not hearing this on every station out here? I need to hear this on every station. I need all the stations to be playing this home, and I'm saying home team. Home team. I go to Atlanta, right? They showing love to their home team.
Yeah.
I may go to Houston. Yeah. They may show love to their home team. You know.
You're going to hear it.
you're going to hit. Yeah. So why I'm not hearing the home team love? Like the fire that you bringing me? Come on, man.
Hey, I mean, you know, I'm just going to keep pushing until...
Listen.
Until we kick the dough down.
I'm going to say a quick history that I went to, that I went through. I had this rapper called Cracker Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people may listen to it and say, oh, no, that's not how the story went. Nigga, I'm telling you how the story went. I had this rapper called Cracker Jack, white boy rapper, 99 Jams. He was getting airplay.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting love. Now, the way they were showing him love is 99 Jams at the time was playing his stuff in all the DJ mixes. Like, you know, when they do the lunch mix, or they do the driving five mix, yeah, or they do the night mix,
yeah,
they would always put his music in the mix. So what I'm saying, and I'm just going to say that just enough. I'm saying, why y'all can't do that for other rappers out here?
Yeah.
Y'all don't, okay, I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand y'all running a business,
mm-hmm,
and I understand that like every time slot that you play is potential money. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like in an hour, if you have to play 10 songs in an hour, you can't, because they're getting paid for it.
Uh-huh.
They may not be able to switch a song out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? In a DJ mix, when the DJs go live, let the DJ add that song to the mix.
Yeah.
Let the DJ rock that, yeah, song. Let the people hear it and, yeah, say, oh shit. Cause they, what happens is they scared that, and I'm gonna tell you, it's all about money. And that's, uh-huh, I'm just gonna say this and then we're gonna get back into,
yeah,
it.
Get it off your chest, Hop.
It's all about money. I understand that, because they say if the DJ start rocking it and the shit is hot and people start requesting it, they're gonna be like, yo, people here, yo, we can't stop because people are requesting it, right? But what happens?
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop.
Exactly.
But if the people requesting it, they're gonna be like, oh shit, we gotta do something. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, why? So let's do this. I understand y'all got a business to run. And I'm talking about these corporate stations. I understand you got a business to run. Okay, let your playlist be the business that you do. But let your DJ mixes, when the DJs get on and do their thing, let them be the ones to be able to showcase some of this new music. Showcase some of this stuff to say, yo, this is music we got coming out here from South Florida. These are artists out here. These are the people out here. Rock it. And let them get that shine like that.
Get that shine.
And let the people get familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying? I understand it's a money thing, but let them get familiar with it. So I just want to say, shout out to Papa Keith. Shout out to Super Cindy. All the people that I know,
uh-huh,
from years back. I know everybody from years back. I love y'all. And I understand y'all work for the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I understand y'all work for the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I understand y'all may not have the pull. And this is another thing I want to tell artists. A lot of times artists want to pay the radio DJ. Yo, I'm going to give you like a couple of stacks. Play my song. Right? They don't understand that the radio DJ ain't got no pull on that. It's the program director. It's the program director, the one that is running the station, that could tell you what they want and what they don't want. Right. So you could pay a DJ $1,000, yo, just spin it. He might play for like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and flip it out.
Uh-huh.
Because he know already he can't do that, because the program directors are the ones that run the music on the station. I didn't want to go too far to the left, but I just wanted to let y'all know that, like, that's what's going on in the world today. So if you're an artist and you trying to get your music on terrestrial radio, like the 99s, you got to put out a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You have, because you got to remember, you're dealing with the Drakes, you're dealing with the Waynes, you're dealing with other artists that got, these labels make sure that these songs are getting played.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put that money out. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Just make sure you understand it. This is why platforms like us, Excitement Radio, because we are not, constricted to what they play. I could play what the fuck I want. I play what I want. And guess what? We worldwide. And guess what? There's a lot of times I play music here and motherfuckers heard it on the big stations. Like, oh shit, let's add that to it. So trust me, we have stake in the game. Like we power. Can make change. Like we can make change. We can make, we have power because we're dealing with the people.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with corporate. We're not dealing with all that. I didn't, you know, I didn't want to go all off and not.
Get it off.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Let's get back to the
you're
program.
Good.
Where we at? You're good.
But I will say though, just to kind of finish up where you was at with it, at least in our city, I do want to give a big shout out to Papa Keith.
I love Papa Keith. That's my brother.
He, you know, for, cause he does his part for what he can do. He definitely brought me up there twice. So
listen,
I went up there for the first Forever Live, and he brought me up there for the
C-Bot. And I saw it.
You know what I'm saying? And then I want to, you know, but the other station, I got into a mix over there too. So shout out to Shout out to Lucky C.
Yes,
he got me in the mix over there. So you know they're doing their part for the most part, but it definitely needs to be.
And I understand. No, trust me.
Imperative.
Yes,
our artists
and I love these
get played on these
yes.
big stations. Not the 1-2, you know, mix show. We need rotation.
We need rotation.
Rotation is what's going to change people's lives. Rotation is what's going to get the music in people's heads. Rotation.
I give you an example.
Rotation is what's going to get these other cities, you know what I mean, locked in for the most part.
Can I give you a quick example?
Go ahead.
I remember when I was DJing on South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that song from Joe Budden came out, pump it up, right? So I remember I was on South Beach, right? And I had got the record. This is before it was playing on the radio. And I always use this example because I try to explain to people like how the music industry is. So I was like, I got the record. I thought it was hot. I'm like, ooh, this shit's hot. Boom, boom. So I'm playing it. I'm like, pump it up. So I'm on South Beach. I'm playing it. And this is when I have vinyl. This is vinyl time. So I'm playing it. No reaction. None whatsoever. Like I was playing a song. I had everybody on the dance floor. When I threw that on, it's like almost like the dance floor cleared out. It was almost like they didn't know what the fuck I was playing. And it was like, whatever. So now the radio started playing that same song. Cause I got it before the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now the radio started playing it. So I would say maybe a week later, 2 weeks later, the same. I had motherfuckers coming up to me requesting it. Yo, can you play that Joe Budden? And I'm like saying to myself, in my mind, I'm like, I play this shit like.
Trust.
So this is when I realized, and I'm talking about this is back in the night. This is when I realized that the radio does influence a lot of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say, and shout out to Funkmaster Flex, big DJ in New York, when he made a comment, well, I can't break records or that's not my job. Nigga, you on a platform that can play a song that a lot of people can hear. Reach, yes you can. Like yes, you are able to do that because what I'm saying is people listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And they're so programmed to what the radio plays. I remember when I was, and I'm just gonna say one more thing before we get back into it. I remember when I was coming up, we didn't listen to the radio. We listened to what was going on, like, if it's something new going on, like if a DJ plays something new, we love that. We was like, what's this?
Yeah.
And we listen and we like, ooh, what's this? But right now, we in a different era. And that's what I'm saying. We program. Like the radio is programming people. So let's do this. If you're programming people, won't you program it to some of our people that's here?
Exactly.
That's all I'm trying to say.
That's
all I'm trying to say.
That's it, huh? And I'm 100% with
you.
I'm gonna be nice.
I ain't cussing tonight.
I'm 100% with you, my brother.
Let me ask you, man.
Yeah.
Where do you, where you want to take this project? Like, how do you want people to receive this project and where you want to take it?
All right, so I definitely want, I want people to, when they receive the project, to just kind of, you know, just get on the same frequency we're on. You know what I'm saying? When they listening to the music. And I just want to, where I want to take it, I don't know, Hop. I just know, I'm a person, I live for the moment, and I put everything into the moment, right? And I feel like putting everything into the moment is going to take care of my future. You know what I'm saying? But I do want Forever Live to flourish, you know? Forever Live is just one of the installments of the, in the many, vibrations I'm going to be putting out into the music. Vibrations I'm gonna be putting out into the universe through music. You know what I mean? Forever Live is my baby. Forever Live is the inception. You know,
so it's always gonna
get nurtured and it's always gonna be there. You know, but like I said, December 25th, I got Puro. I might be dropping another project here, or I might, you know, so on and so forth. But, Forever Live, where I want to take it and how I want people to receive it, just to really answer your question, is I want them to vibe higher when I hear my music, and I want to take it to the world, man. I want to be in London and they talking about Forever Live. I want to be in South Africa and be like, oh yeah, that's,
I can see that. I can see it too.
From Miami.
I can see it too.
Yeah. I want to go, you know, cause the earth is your turf.
Yeah. I can see it. I can see it.
And your city, your block is just so small, you know, and don't think you know, that's it for you. So I know through music, I could do that. I know through DJing, I could do that. It could take me across the world. It could, you know what I mean? Do all these things that I got in my head I want to do through music. I know I could get there.
I love it. I love it. Man, round of applause to you, my brother. Man. Any last words you got to say?
Just be on the lookout for, like I said, the next project I'm dropping December 25th. It's called Puro, me and my brother Young Breed. Forever Live 1 and Forever Live 2 is on all streaming platforms.
And make sure y'all get it.
Top of the year, we got a new Billion Berg project coming out, Supernatural. Another one of his solo monumental projects he's putting out, you know, in the Billion Berg pantheon. And just for all my DJs, man, just keep pushing, man. Keep mastering your craft, and just know it doesn't stop with the turntables. There's so much. The turntables is just a stepping stone to take you to wherever you want to be in the universe. You know what I'm saying? So just don't think that you're gonna be stuck in the DJ booth your whole life. That them two little turntables could take you to so many places and
do so many
things for you outside of just playing the music. So for all my young DJs, man, keep pushing and just know that it's just a stepping stone to get bigger. You want to make music. You want to do beats. You want to start a electronic company. So many things you could, you know what I mean? Just piggyback off just, you know, DJing. So that'll be my message, man. Get up out of here. All my DJs, keep mastering your craft so you could take over the world.
Round of applause, baby. Oh, man. Yo. Let them know how they can follow you. And tell me what song we gonna close it out with.
All right. So, they can follow me on DJ Killer K305 _ on Instagram. DJ Killer K305 _ on Twitter. And we could close it out with, let's close it out with,
tell me.
I want to close it out with, man. Let's do Hustler Mode.
Ooh.
Let's do Hustler Mode for all my hustlers, man. We're going to close it out for y'all.
I like that.
Ice Binyanberg, Bushy B, Killer K, Hustler Mode.
Let's do it. We out. Come on.
Just make sure you're doing it for the family.
Big up the whole fam, you know.
Powerful music.
You can play rock, paper, scissors off. Get it how you live. I'm blood, sweat, and tears. I did it for the crib. Did it for myself. I did it for the jits. Everything a hit, you don't get paid if you miss. I'm in my
vibes started glowing. Real militant, discipline, how you doing? What's the business? That's how my combo start in the morning. Be the scene before you seem, can't be too horny. Lock in, master yourself, they can't ignore me. This land is yours, this land is mine, explore it. Plenty fine, but they boring, enjoy life every moment.
Stick to the mission. Just make sure you're doing it for the family.
Big up the whole family.
Powerful music.
You can play rock, paper, scissors off. Get it how you live. I'm blood, sweat, and tears. I did it for the crib. Did it for myself. I did it for the chicks. Everything a hit, you don't get paid if you miss. I'm in my own. Discipline, how you doing? What's the business? That's how my combo start in the morning. Be the scene before you seem, can't be too horny. Lock in, master yourself, they can't ignore me. This land is yours, this land is mine, explore it. Plenty fine, but they boring, enjoy life every moment.
Stick to the mission. Yeah. You gotta stick to the purpose.
Are filled with the same 10 big artists hour after hour, making you sick of listening. ExcitementRadio.com and DJ Benhop presents the Best Kept Secret Show, leaving every single person that listens saying,
"Yes! That's awesome!"
So tune in, ExcitementRadio.com. DJ Benhop, the Best Kept Secret Show.